Hello and welcome to the Beauté Industry Podcast, your online support community for the professional beauty industry. I am your host, founding director of Beauté Industry, Tamara Reid. Here we are closing the competitive gap and speaking your language. This is a platform created and dedicated to the professional beauty industry, valuing community over competition. We serve to help connect you with inspiration from industry experts, expand your knowledge through educational pieces, and bring you the latest in product and technology innovation. This is Beauté Industry. Today is episode 5 of 7 for our mini-series, The 7 Essential Steps That Turn an Average Treatment into an Exceptional Experience, brought to you by the Global Beauty Group. Step number 5 explores the treatment for the purpose of understanding the difference between an average versus an exceptional treatment, the aim to be results and relaxation driven at the same time, the magic of touch and presence, all while performing the treatment with grace. Now, we have previously traveled through steps 1 to 4 of the client journey through the booking, the introduction, your consultation, diagnosis, and today, step 5, we are speaking about the treatment, finally. Isn't it wild that we have already completed 5 steps of the client journey and only now we are performing the treatment? Doesn't it go to show you that the client journey is so much more than a client just laying on a treatment bed? Now, of course, the treatment is the most important thing that you can do for your client. However, today we're speaking about providing an exceptional treatment, not just any old average treatment. It's absolutely essential here that you perform an exceptional treatment. Why? Because all of the hard work you have just done to take the booking, impress the client, connect through your consultation, and educate your client through the diagnosis will all be thrown out the window if your client receives an average treatment. If they receive an exceptional treatment, on the other hand, their world and life is changed for the better. Now, before we're going to learn how to provide an exceptional treatment, I want to start today's episode by asking you a question. When was the last time you had a treatment? Now, you might have some thinking to do right now, am I right? When was your last treatment? Was it in training? Maybe you went to product knowledge or treatment training and you swapped over with another therapist while you were learning. This is pretty much the case. And the reason I ask this is because so many therapists and business owners too, I'm talking to you, do not have regular treatments themselves, which absolutely baffles me. Because I believe if you're not having regular treatments yourself, then how can you upskill or gain new knowledge? Plus, you're not practicing what you preach. It's really difficult for us to tell clients to come in regularly or monthly or, you know, 4-6 times a year if you're not doing it yourself. The best way you can learn how to provide an exceptional treatment is by having the treatment. It's pretty much as simple as that. When you have an average treatment, you might think to yourself, gosh, I'm glad I don't do that. Or, okay, that doesn't feel quite right. Knuckles on collarbones are not okay. And I won't use that move on my clients anymore. Versus if you have an exceptional treatment, you come away from that treatment thinking, oh my goodness, how can I give my clients that same experience? What have I got to do, learn, say, move? How can I do that the same? So your treatments should be a combination of a couple of things. Firstly, the practicality from what you've learned in beauty school. So things like your effleurage, basic cleansing techniques, nail clipping, for example, etc., right? With the addition of your business's signature touches. So for example, if it's in your treatment protocol that your business asks every client to take 3 deep breaths before starting the treatment, or your signature facial sequence, then that is your business's signature touch. That's what your business has trained you to do so that they have a wow factor in their services. And lastly, should be your unique touch. And this can only come from experience. So this is all of your pressure and everything that you do to just make that treatment a little bit more special for your client. One of the main reasons I am emphasizing that you have a treatment yourself is because when you have a treatment, you will notice if a treatment is performed with grace or not. Grace is the smoothness or the elegance of movement. So it's almost like a dance, right? It's how a therapist travels through the treatment. And grace encompasses things like how you open and close the doors, what way you apply the headband onto a client's head or place a blanket on a client while you're draping them. It's everything from the way you apply the hot towels to remove a solution, your application of oil, and the fluidity of the movement. It reminds me of a contemporary dance. Every single step you take and every move you make, in the famous words of Sting, I'll be watching you. No, I'm completely joking, but it really is such an important aspect of the treatment. Now, you might be sitting there thinking, how can I apply a headband or a blanket in a different way than I already am? And tomorrow, you are crazy pants. And for that, I will give you an example. So a headband can be applied two ways, the right way and the wrong way, and there's no in between. And I've had both during mystery shops, and I can tell you the right way is, so divine. The wrong way is to have the headband already placed on the bed for the client. This is just laziness, when they walk into the treatment room. And once they're settled into the bed, saying, Mary, just pop your head up for me. Yep, perfect. And down, that's great. All while you apply the headband on their head. Now, we should never be asking the client to do things for us. They are in here for a treatment. We should be doing all of the things for the client. The right way to apply the headband would be to place the headband next to the client's head on the left-hand side of the bed. Once your client is already settled into the bed, gently lift the client's head up with your left hand and with your right arm, reach underneath their head and pull the headband behind their neck through to the other side. Place the client's head down and then fasten the headband. So this may seem meticulous, I know, and I'm not here to tell you how to put a headband on. However, it's these teeny tiny details that when they're performed with grace, transport your treatments from average to exceptional. Same with the blanket. You can whip the blanket on and off the client, or you can gently place it onto them with a firming pressure on the area you have applied. So for example, if you're going to place a blanket over the client's feet, you might like to apply the blanket and give a firm pressure to the toes or soles of the feet. Again, exceptional, not average. And this is known as performing a treatment with grace. Again, it's a contemporary dance you're doing around the space. Further, to excel your treatments is to be present in the treatment room. Now, I know this may seem a little woo-woo for some of you, but stick with me for a minute. You know, when you're at a public place and there's lots of people there and you can almost feel somebody staring at you or looking at you, you can feel eyes on you, right? That is presence. It's nothing more, nothing less. Somebody looking at you, and by doing that, they're giving you some energy. We can feel energy whether we believe in it or not. It's simply just a matter of matter, which means that your clients know when you're present in their treatments or when you're not. And again, you may be thinking, Tamara, I'm always present in my treatments. However, I am a therapist, my friend. I know what it's like in that treatment room. We think about all kinds of crazy things. What am I having for lunch? What am I wearing Saturday night? I really need to hit my targets. Why hasn't he texted back? This is all not being present with your client because of the energy. Your thought is somewhere else. So when we look at the leg, we have been massaging for half hour and we think, crap, have I massaged the other leg yet? I can't remember. This is because we're not being present with the client. Community, I'm just popping in here for a little mention of our mini series sponsor, the Global Beauty Group. I adore that the Global Beauty Group lives and breathes their mission of making people feel wonderful. With over 25 different technologies available, including the Medilux LED and the Observe Skin Analysis Machine, the Global Beauty Group connects businesses of all size with the best and brightest in the industry. Paired with rapid response technical support, professional clinical guidance, expert marketing advice, and industry-leading educational programs, their multi-award-winning team ensures your business grows beautifully with aesthetic technology. Phone the team at the Global Beauty Group today on 1300 006 607, or you can visit www.theglobalbeautygroup.com.au for more information. And now back to the episode. Now, don't get me wrong, I am one practical woman, so I know that 100% of the time your thoughts cannot be with your client. However, I am asking that when it's time to perform the treatment, you place your intention onto the client and you give yourself a little moment. Maybe you're taking in a deep breath and just say to yourself, I'm going to give my client my energy for the next insert amount of time, 60, 45, 30, whatever it is, so that she receives an exceptional treatment. This is going to be life-changing for your client. All clients have expectations, and these expectations come into four different metrics that a client measures those expectations on. They are service, so what was the treatment like? Was it average or exceptional? Time, did I get the full treatment time? How many times have you heard a client complain about that? Value, so am I happy to pay X amount of money for Y amount of service? And results, so was the outcome what I expected today? When we look at the time metric, it is slightly unfortunate that our industry has set a precedent for time-based treatments. Our clients are now more frugal with what they spend their money on and what they have time to do. Therefore, you need to be maximizing every minute of treatment time. If you perform an average treatment, your clients are likely going to complain about the missed few minutes you spent waiting for the room to become available because another client and another therapist were in there. Whereas if you perform an exceptional treatment, your clients will be so smitten by your treatment that you would have achieved the same relaxation and results in that time. With regards to your value metric of the client's expectations, this is what the client believes is worth paying for or not. So if you're just asking basic consult questions, you're giving them no education, you're not present in the treatment, is it worth the money and am I getting value? Well, no. Versus if you ask them intelligent questions, which PS, you now know how to do from episode 3, and if you use episode 4 and diagnose their concern and educate them on it, then yes, the cost of the treatment becomes oblivious because the perceived value is higher. Now, to meet the results metrics, you want to be sure to surprise and delight your client beyond their expectation. So you might want to add in some things like placing a hydro mask under an LED light session, or even performing a hand or foot massage while your client is processing under the light as super nice touches to enhance the experience. Speaking of LED, if you're performing a massage or your client has a specific problem area, maybe you want to have them finish their treatment with an LED light session on the area that you've been treating. My personal favorite to surprise and delight is with facials, to use your BT tools like your BT Micro for advanced exfoliation, or with your water-based serum application for infusion of ingredients. If you've got clients with gift vouchers in your treatment room, all of the things that have just been mentioned can also be used to upgrade their voucher from basic to advanced treatment, giving them results sooner and more efficiently. A brilliant quote from Maya Angelou reads, "I learned that people will forget what you said, people forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel." And this could not be more true of the treatments that we are performing. I personally have had 4 incredible treatments in my life, lots of average treatments, but 4 exceptional treatments. The first was a facial at Little Company in Victoria, which I've spoken about in the podcast before. The second was in Dubai at Anantra Spa, which was a hammam treatment. The third was in Brisbane at Heartspace Beauty for a chakra balancing facial, which I mystery shopped. And the fourth was in Sydney at Elevate Hub in Mona Vale for a float tank and facial, which I also mystery shopped. Now, the point of me telling you about these exceptional treatments is that they all went above and beyond for me as a client. They were all performed with presence and all performed with grace, and each and every single one of them had my skin looking and feeling divine. My body was restored and my mind was reset. I actually purchased product at all four places I had treatment at. And if I had actually lived in all of the local areas at the time of the treatment, I 100% would have rebooked. When you perform an exceptional service, your clients are going to listen to your recommendations. They will absolutely return for future treatments, and you're going to just connect with them on a deeper level. Who doesn't want that as a therapist? Clients who listen, clients who return, clients who you love. Tick, tick, tick. It's like the bingo. This is the difference between an average and an exceptional treatment, and that is what I hope you take away from today's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in to episode 5 of 7 for our mini series, the 7 essential steps that turn an average treatment into an exceptional experience, brought to you by the Global Beauty Group. Next Monday, we're going to look at step number 6, which explores the clothes for the purpose of prescribing in the treatment room, connecting the prescription back to the client concern as per their lifestyle indicators and behavioral types, and also learn how to overcome objections. If you have enjoyed today's episode and this mini series, make sure you click the subscribe or follow button in your podcast app. And while you're there, share this episode across our social pages on your stories at Beauty Industry. Don't forget to tell your team about this episode if you're listening and you're a business owner, so that you're all on the same page. And 2, you can print off and pop into your staff kitchen or share with your team's Facebook group the written piece of this episode when our blog piece comes out on Wednesday. Thank you so much to our friends at the Global Beauty Group for making this episode possible.